Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Welcome to the Dodger Dudes Show with former Dodger pitcher Brett Tomko and his Sandlot buddy Josh the Duker Luke. The Dodger Dudes talk Dodger baseball, Sandlot stories from their youth, and share what it's going to take for the Blue Crew to win the World Series. Don't forget to answer our weekly poll question and fan poll on Twitter and Facebook. The Dodger Dudes Show is part of the Believe Sports Network, online at BLEAV.com. The Dodger Dudes believe in the Dodgers. Do you believe? Break away, are you ready to play
game on? Welcome to the Dodger Dudes with co-host Josh Luke and former Dodger pitcher Brett Tomko. Well, Brett, we're riding the emotional roller coaster that is the playoffs when you got the best teams in the league, man. So what do you think about a game four loss where the Dodgers, after the fifth inning, were never really in it, man?
Yeah, it was a tough game. It just one of those games that I feel like they were in it. They had a good chance to do some damage against Scherzer, and they just let it slide through their fingers. And not to say that it slid through their fingers with Max Scherzer on the mound. So it wasn't like, you know, it was something that was, you know, there that was automatic. I mean, Scherzer was putting it down. That guy looked like a beast tonight. So, you know, tip your cap to him and say, you know, good job. But I felt like the Dodgers had a good opportunity a couple times in the game that just fell a little bit short. It's disappointing.
Five hits on the game for the Dodgers, 15 left on base. That's never going to play out well. The two innings that really were telling was the inning that Baez gave up the home run, and all of a sudden the game was, you know, almost the equivalent of a two-score game in football.
Almost exactly like the night before, but the opposite way, you know, where you just felt, you know, Washington. Yeah, the night before Washington, it was like, you know, though that big inning happens, you're defeated. You're basically like, that was it. There's the game. And same thing with the Dodgers tonight. They went down. They tried to scratch back for a second, you know, with a couple innings left, but, you know, just fell a little short.
So in the fifth inning, the Nationals put up four, puts the game to a 5-1 game. We give up. Belly had that error. I mean, the weather is what it was. So, I mean, that error in a no-weather game is unacceptable. I mean, would you agree? But in a rain game, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say if he looked up and couldn't see anything.
It was the rain. It was the wind. Because that ball Muncy hit later in the game.
A total home run. Yeah.
Oh, and any other game, you could see the guys kind of like laughing and looking at each other. Even when Muncy ran by Doolittle, he even like laughed like, wow, I got away with that one.
Yeah, 404 foot out, that would have been 440.
Yeah, and you're talking about Bellinger. He's a Gold Glove type guy. So for him to make an error, you know, it just, you know, it was the conditions and the elements. That's why errors are tough sometimes, because it's not always how it seems.
Well, let's talk about the cliche. It's a game of inches. I think we need to rename that to it's a game of half inches.
Jeez, I mean, it couldn't be more cliche, because, you know, the ball down the line that Muncy hit, you're talking...
No, Peterson, right?
Peterson, yeah. That ball down the line, you're talking an inch or two from clearing the bases and maybe being a runner on third base, which, you know, could be...
Where was the rain then, man, bringing that ball down an inch sooner?
Or like the wind blowing from right field foul pole to left field foul pole. Oh, man. But it's tough. I mean, I've been on both ends of that where, you know, you get helped out by a play like that or a call like that, and been on the other end where it's, you know, it's kind of bite you in the butt and cost you. So, you know, that's why it's baseball. That's why it's a great game. And, you know, there's errors, there's human errors, there's you know, shots by inches that it just misses. It's why the game is the way it is.
Well, and, you know, I thought it was a well-officiated game today. The umpires pretty much stayed consistent. Rich Hill got in some trouble there a little earlier. We were hoping to get one more inning out of him. Maeda did his thing. May looked good. Look, bottom line.
To be honest, I think where it fell apart was Urias. Urias got in trouble.
Yeah.
And then, you know, had to bring in Baez to try to match up against Zimmerman. And that's kind of where it all fell. And yours had been great the night before. So, you know, it happens. Sometimes you go in there and get it done. Sometimes you don't. But like I said, when it's in the playoffs and when it's in a big game like that and under a microscope, it just hurts that much more.
So it is what it is now, man. It's like yeah. It's like a wild card one game. And you know what, folks, as much as I'm the hugest Dodger fan ever and I'm nervous, I just told my wife, hey, the season's over Wednesday. If we don't step up, and that's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah.
So I like our chances as well. I mean, it just whoever hits, the pitchers are going to pitch, but whoever hits is going to come out victorious. We've seen that the last two nights, right?
Right. Well, I mean, look at the pitching matchups. You got Strasburg, who was dominant, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 10 punch outs. So, I mean, an incredible game. But, and I think I know what Dodger Nation is thinking right now, like, oh, this is getting away from us. Now we got to go face Strasburg. But you got to remember, we got Walker Buehler going, who threw a gem game one. So, you know, you got to think big picture here. You got to think, hey, we're not out of it. And that's what I think the fans and the Dodgers and, you know, Doc has to rally the troop and say, hey, you guys, we're right where we're, you know, that's why you have home field advantage. They get to go back to LA and have that place rocking for game 5 and come out there and try to do damage and have one of their better pitchers down the stretch and through a great
through a one hitter. I mean, you can look at
right. So, I mean, you could say on the flip side, Washington's going, oh, we got to face Walker Buehler. So, I mean, it's perspective. It's how you look at it. And I'm sure, you know, Doc is the best at this. He's going to get those guys together and make them feel confident and secure and be ready and be focused to go out there in game 5 and be ready to go.
Hey, Brett, let me ask you, I've always been kind of in the minority on this, I think, but I'm the guy who will put the winning or tying run on first base if second base is occupied. And they pitched a Rendon. I think it was maybe the 6th or 7th yeah. inning.
Get that sack fly.
Occupied. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, see, I mean, I, as a pitcher, I'm
– You hate I that know, ball, right?
Yeah, well, you know that you have those bases open. And, you know, it's a situation where, you know, by the book, you wouldn't just intentionally walk him and put him on because you still got to face Soto right behind that. So, you know, you're picking your poison. So I don't think that was the wrong call by pitching to him. You know, you have the situation where you have open bases and you can live on the edge and try to pick corners and keep the ball down and try to avoid that. You know, it's not always easier said than done, but you know, at some point you got to trust the pitchers being able to make pitches and execute pitches and do what, you know, typically they're supposed to do. You know, it's quite easy to say you could have got a little ground ball or a pop up in the infield and that's a different story. But I don't think it was the wrong call by pitching to him.
Well, and we've been
and let's be honest, Rendon hasn't been doing a whole lot.
No, Rendon's been pretty quiet, which has been interesting. So, but you know, last year, didn't we take Milwaukee to a final game last year? And then we were all nail biting last year.
Absolutely.
In the playoffs. So, you know, we've been here before. And that's the other thing is you got to remember, other than the last three batters in game 4 for the Dodgers, the Rooks, these guys have all been there before. You know, I mean, the Dodgers are experienced. I mean, they've been through these situations. I thought Chris Taylor had a really good at bat tonight, even though he ended up K-ing on the – it looked like a nasty slider, but I think he was looking for something on the outer third in the lower half. But he battled. I mean, and those guys, as you've said several times, dude, laying off those pitches is hard, man.
No, the funny thing is my wife was talking to me. She's like, I don't see how anyone can hit because, like, you know, she was asking a lot of questions about pitching tonight and, like, I was explaining spin rate and all this other stuff. And she's like, I don't see how anyone can hit a ball if it's moving. And, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, but, you know, the timing of deciding whether to swing or not is like,
oh man,
0.000 something of a second. So to basically determine I'm going to swing or I'm going to stop, and then go beyond that to be able to get that bat barrel, you know, recognizing the pitch, if it's a fastball or a slider or which way the ball is going to go. That's why they say it's one of the hardest things in sport is to hit a baseball. But there's a reason why major leaguers are major leaguers. My son was saying, you know, is he a good player? I'm like, well, he's in the big leagues, son.
He's in the majors.
Yeah, so that's his question pretty much every time. It's like, who's that? And I'm like, oh, this is Justin Turner. Is he good? And I'm like, well, yeah, he's in the big leagues. They're all pretty good if they're in the big leagues. So,
folks, here's the stat to remember. I'm sure Brett's heard this for 25 years, but I heard it years ago and I never forget it. Once you make it to the minors, there's a 6% chance that you make it to the major leagues.
It's even less than that. So I'll even go.
Yeah, I think it's gone down since they used to say that. Yeah.
So I'll give you some perspective a little bit, just quickly, little sidetrack. So the percentages of baseball players playing baseball, whether it's high school, college, wherever, the percent that gets drafted is less than 1%. So less than 1% of all players that are eligible get drafted. And then of those 1% that make it into the minor leagues, less than 1% make it to the big leagues. And so then you take that and you know, there's been just over 19,000 players to ever play in the big leagues. So when you start thinking about the number, you're talking the history of the Major League Baseball, only 19,000 people. That's a, you know, that's a quarter of a stadium. So it's, the numbers are astronomical to actually make it there. So when guys are like, oh, he's horrible, he stinks, it's like, dude, he's in the big leagues. He's pretty good. He's one of the best players in the world. He may not be a superstar and be a Mike Trout or something like that, but he's pretty darn good to be there.
I mean, last year, man, I was in Milwaukee for the first game of that series. The Brewers were a great team. Great team. And you got to tip your hat to all these teams that are in the playoffs. I mean, you don't make the playoffs if you're not good. In fact, if you're not great, right?
Right. And to really keep it in perspective, the Dodgers and the Nationals are the two best offensive teams in the National League and two of the best pitching staffs in the – I think the Dodgers rank 1 and 2 hitting-wise, respectively, Dodgers and Washington. And then you take the top three pitchers. I mean, you got Scherzer, you got Strasburg, you got Corbin, and then you got Ryu, Kershaw, and Buehler. I mean, look at those six pitchers. I mean, any one of those, you know, could, you know, be Cy Young candidate type people at some point in their career. You know, it's a great matchup. And this is, I'll tell you, we talked about it, gosh, Josh, how long? 4-5 weeks before the season, this was the team that scared me.
Yeah.
For that reason. But, you know, it's been a good series so far. I don't think people should sit and think it's over and the Dodgers blew it, because that's why you play them.
Hey, we're going to win. We're going to win Wednesday. Okay. So, yeah, 2 years ago, Max Scherzer came out and threw 6 solid innings. The Dodgers got 1 run. Okay. Rich Hill only went 2 2/3 and gave up 1 run. But Urias actually came in and got the playoff win in that definitive game 5 a couple years ago. So, I mean, anything can happen, guys. And, the Dodgers have the experience on their side. They get the home field advantage on their side. And look, I'll take my chances with Walker Buehler, because we have the best offense in the National League. And it is what it is. If somebody told you first game of the year, Brett, hey, we're going to put you in game 5 with Buehler versus Strasburg at home, what do you think? I mean, you're going to take that every time, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, anytime you have home field in a you know, a must-win situation, game 5, game 7, it's where you want to be, and have one of your better pitchers on the mound. Yeah, you would take those chances or those odds any day of the year. So it's just a matter of, you know, we talked about a little bit, we need some of the guys in the lineup to be productive. I like the fact that Bellinger's is swinging the bat a little bit. Turner's been solid, you know, the whole series, and Muncy. So we need the other guys, we need the Pollocks, the Petersons, a couple of those guys to step up and really get it done here and help the situation.
Yeah, so, I mean, what are your thoughts on game 5 beyond what we've already talked about, Brett? I mean, you got any particular – you think Pollock's going to be back?
Well, I'll tell you what, Petey looked good. You know, I don't think he looked bad today. He had some good at-bats. You know, it's just a matter of if Doc wants to run him out there. I mean, he got a hit today. It's more hits than Pollock got in the first two games. So, you know,
Pollock didn't look any better in his pinch hit.
No, he didn't.
Still looked lost.
So I would imagine you never know it, Dave. You never know what the Dodgers, what they're going to do or what their strategy is. You know, they may want a lefty off the bench, pinch hitting wise and save Beatty. But, you know, it's all or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Game five.
My gut tells me we might see a Chris Taylor or Kike starting a second just to try something different with Lux out there.
Yeah, Lux has been – it looks like he's been struggling. It's a big situation. You're talking a guy that was in AAA all year, came up for 30 games, and then he's thrown right into the mix of it. And, you know, and to his defense, he's facing Scherzer. Scherzer's made him look silly.
Yeah. I was impressed by how he looked against Scherzer until that last pitch. I'm like, man, this guy's
bad. Well, he looked a little bit better than his first at bat where he almost swinging a pitch that almost hit him. So, you know, I was a little more confident that he made contact. So I was like, oh, there's a positive. But I don't know if you run him out there for game five or you mix it up and have the veteran guys that you know have some background and have the resume that have gotten it done, you know, in the playoffs before.
Well, hey, folks, we're the Dodger dudes, and we believe in the Dodgers. We're on the Believe Podcast Network. We're looking for a Dodger victory on Wednesday night. We'll be back after that game to do a preview of the National League Championship
Series. I like where your head's at, Josh. I like it.
Yeah, so hopefully the Dodgers will be playing it, and I believe they will. Hey, so we got – what do we got here? We got Walker Buehler versus Steven Strasburg. We're going to see 7 innings of no more than 3 runs. And then the Dodgers are going to pull it out. I'm going to say 4-3 Dodgers at home on Wednesday night, Brett.
Wow, I don't even want to make a prediction. I've been so bad. We haven't hit the predictions quite well. I'm just going to say Dodgers win.
Let's
say Walker Buehler is going to throw great. There's going to be a couple exciting bombs from the Dodgers.
You can see Kershaw pitching in.
You're definitely going to see Kershaw in there at some point. You know, it's all hands on deck. You know, there's no tomorrow basically when it's game five. You got to throw everything you got and hope everyone comes to play. And, you know, I'm sure the Dodgers are ready. They're going to be ready. Doc will have them ready. They'll come out there intense and ready to get it.
All right. We believe in the Dodgers. It's the Dodger dudes with your co-host Josh Luke, former Dodger pitcher Brett Tomko. Go Dodgers. Get a big victory Wednesday night. We'll be back for a preview of the National League Championship Series later in the week, guys. Thanks, Brett.
All right. Let's go. Game five. Let's get it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dodger Dudes Show with the former Dodger pitcher Brett Tomko and Josh the Duker Luke. Whether you're at the stadium, on your couch, or at work, don't forget to interact with the hosts on social media at The Dodger Dudes on Twitter and Facebook. That's The Dodger Dudes on both Twitter and Facebook. Check out other SoCal sports podcasts at Believe.com. That's BLEAV.com. Now go vote on our Twitter and Facebook fan poll and tune in again soon. Game on. Sweat though, ready to go.
Game on. Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.